Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So I got a reminder today of how the universe can use us, even our image and likeness. You know, I've mentioned this before, in part anyway, but I come into people's visions. I come into their lives, their homes, their experiences, sometimes their dreams, their nightmares, even their drug-induced delusions. I come as a vessel for the universe, and not always of my own volition. It is incredible, really. I've lost count of the stories, though I kind of wish I'd been writing them down. I am grateful that because of the faith that I can invoke in someone, the security, that the universe would use my image, my voice, as a catalyst for positive change, whether it is to help someone dispel the illusion of demons attacking them, or to redirect their energy usage in a healing session, or to reveal secret information when they're in meditation, to teach them something in a dream state, or whatever it happens to be. I am glad that my face, my voice, can give them comfort. Allow this, beloved. I don't think I'm the only one. I don't believe that for a minute. I'm sure that many of you, even unwittingly, maybe without knowing, or maybe for no reason that makes sense to you, you've appeared as an image, a symbol to someone of comfort, of love, maybe even of something negative. Because we are mirrors. Right? We are mirrors. We reflect what someone needs to see. We are all that. And if that can help someone learn and grow, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I am humbled by the stories that are shared with me every single day. Today I had 4 different people that I spoke with, each going through something very different and yet intense, emotional, spiritual, energetic. One just finally, for the first time in her life, experiencing real love and the realization that that is more partnership than sex or or even passion on a day-to-day basis. Another really finally attempting to release what everyone told her she needed. She didn't need some man that can just take care of her. She needs a man that wants to walk beside her and hold her hand. The third was exploring a whole new version of herself and a whole new version of her marriage. One that allowed them both to freely be exactly who they are, while also requiring her to lay to rest her dream, her lifelong belief in what love and marriage would look like. And last, in a dangerous, scary situation, that culminated with such delusion and such paranoia, with such hallucination that he thought he may die. He asked for highest good. Just like I said, just like I told him, just like the woman I saw before him had done weeks before, said, if these spirits are not for my highest good, make them go away. And then one emerged with my face and sent the rogue away. I visited one of these women in a dream, in a weird way, very abstract, and yet full of symbolic information. I don't mean to make this about me, other than I'm reflecting on the very interesting day that I had. We all have the power and presence to change somebody's life or to steer them in the right direction. We should not underestimate that value, no matter how it turns up or how strange it may sound to us. We certainly don't have to overthink it, or deny it, or even know about it to be real. There is not one of you hearing my voice today that has not helped someone else, either by reflection or by information. You've shown up in someone's dreams. You've shown up in someone's visions. That is guaranteed. I mean, even think about like all the randos we see in our dreams and our visions. Like, those are people. That is someone. It is not just a complete manifestation of imagination. These are individuals recorded in the cosmic consciousness. It's amazing. We can also cultivate the presence to possibly even recognize these people when we see them, even if it's not meant for anything other than that evidence of how we are all connected. It's fascinating, really. Sometimes I wonder, why? Why do these concepts, why do these moments become so significant in my mind? And then I end up going down this spiral, or up this spiral, through this spiral, that leads me to something more important. I think in this case, it's the acceptance that we are actually here so that the universe can experience itself. We are pressed forth, right? If you've been listening long, you've heard me say before, if you imagine your hand going through pantyhose, you have hand-shaped pantyhose, right? You are God-shaped, universe-shaped, spirit-shaped, whatever word you want to use, shaped as you. I am a pushing forth of divine mind, here to understand itself, here to experience itself, and all the things that are human. With that being said, who are any of us to say we cannot be a voice for the universe? Who are any of us to claim that even if it's just for one moment at one time, that we cannot be a channel for higher wisdom? That is ego to say that we cannot. If the universe can use me to pull a man out of deep, dark delusion, who am I to say no? Who am I to say no? Who are you to say no? If you can inspire someone to be the best that they can be, who are you to say no? That's bullshit. Be that chunk of universe that you are. Even when you don't understand what it means. When someone says thank you, look them in the eyes and say you're welcome. When someone gives you a compliment, look them in the eyes and say thank you. When in doubt, trust that God, that the universe, that your higher self can speak through you. Just skip a beat. Breathe. Allow the wisdom to speak through you instead of the emotion. Instead of the canned answers and reactions that have always been yours. Let yourself be an expression of your own higher good. And if that helps others, just say you're welcome. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, beauties. My name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life. But what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life, relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.